what you've done. How could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots that run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth into the lies of letting my heart bleed. Look at me now. Look how you've made me new. The enemy did everything that he could do. Oh, but look what you've done. Suddenly all the shame is gone. I thought I was too broken, now I see. You were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth into the lies of letting my heart bleed. Look at me now. Look how you made me new. Oh, the enemy did everything that he could do. Oh, but look what you've done. On a cross, in a grave, with a stone put away. All my debt, it was paid. Look what you've done. In my heart, in my mind, in my soul, in my life. With my hands lifted high, I'm singing. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth into the lies of letting my heart bleed. Look at me now. Look how you made me new. Oh, the enemy did everything that he could do. Oh, look what you've done. On a cross, in a grave, with a stone put away. All my debt, it was paid. Look what you've done. In my heart, in my mind, in my soul, in my life. With my hands lifted high, I'm singing, look what you've done.
Bogus and Bogus Show, waking up with CA at Face Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. So let's give that jingle for the one, the only CA on iHeartRadio. iHeart, hit it off right now. Favorites.
Well, good morning, everybody. On a Thursday, one more day till New Year's Eve. I got a special New Year's Eve program tomorrow. I'm going to do my top 21 Christian songs from CA. That's right. The top 21, you can only hear it exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hey, gang, I've got a great show lined up today. It's another muggy morning. This morning here at Face Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, here at the Tower. You know, we're supposed to be in the 70s yet again. Goodness gracious, in Texas, for goodness sakes. Well, Texas is very unpredictable weather. We could be hot one minute to the extreme and then be cold the next. All right, well, before I get started, let's tell everybody that I hope that as you guys get prepared for New Year's Eve and everything tomorrow, as you get ready to put out the old and bring in the new. Let's all remember the most important thing, that God gave us another year of life. Each day is a gift from God, isn't it? And hopefully yesterday, you got to hear my podcast on the Southern Gospel mix music that I played for y'all. The feedback has been great. Came up to the studio late yesterday afternoon, and we put in production an assortment, just a small assortment, of some of the greatest Southern Gospel artists, and there's so many, you just can't cram them in on a show for very often. Before I get started on our show, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. Hey, gang, you can email me, morningsbrewer@gmail.com, morningsbrewer@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brewer Christian Podcast. Check that like button and follow me for free. So what do you say? As we get close to closing out the year, a wonderful year it's been, and yet a sad year for some of us. Let's go ahead and talk about what's going to happen on our show today. All right, well, I've got a Bible devotion coming up, the final Bible devotion of the year, the City of God. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. And let's see here, I've already played you two Christian songs. I may play you another one probably at the end of my lesson today. Going to be going back to my Bible archives. And we are going to be talking about, I'm going to help you guys out. You know, there actually is 10 Bible passages for new beginnings. New year, new beginning. You know, maybe this year has just not been your year. It's been an unusual beginning kickoff year for me. And then it kind of went mediocre, mediocre, mediocre. And then it got a little better and better and better. I'm sure yours was like a roller coaster, kind of compared to like if you're from Texas or maybe from out of state. Some of these roller coasters, your life's a roller coaster. I'm going to give you 10 Bible verses that's going to help you again on those new beginnings. You'll enjoy that. Also, got a great Mark Lowry. He's going to be stepping in. My characters are coming back next year. Got new characters coming in. We'll be talking about changing our floor mats a little bit. You might already be seeing it. Music quality's getting a little bit better. So what do you say? Let's do Jumpin' Jack. Ready? I am. You are. You had some coffee, right? You ready to get the year over with? You ready to lose a little bit of weight? Let's help you briefly. Maybe it'll lose one or two calories, right? Every little bit helps. Come on, clap your hands. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Good morning on a Thursday, December 30th, 2021. Right. Yes, indeed. Now, I do have Mark Lowry. He steps in from time to time, and we put in some of his Christian comedies. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the City of God. You know, in the book of Revelations, I've spoke on this before, a very short scripture, Revelations chapter 22 and verse 5, it says, "There shall be no light there, and they shall reign forever and ever." You know, if you go back, the Bible speaks about a heavenly city whose builder and maker is God. Where those have been redeemed will be superior to angels. Now, it speaks of a pure water, other water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In fact, you can go to Revelations chapter 22 and verse 1. It says there will be no light there. I'm sorry, no night there, and there will be no need for a lamp, nor light, nor sun. For the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. As another year ends, as this year gets ready to close, no doubt you will have your share of joys and disappointments. But don't live in the past. Be patient and stand firm, because the Lord is coming near. You know, friends, you can find that in the book of James, chapter 5 and verse 8. All right, before I get started on my lesson, we're going to go ahead and play a Mark Lowry comedy standby.
That's your nanny and papa. I want y'all to meet my nanny. This is my mama's parents, nanny and papa. That is papa on the right. And that is nanny on the left. And back in the 30s, a preacher was going door-to-door visiting, and he knocked on their door at 9/11 Prince in Houston, Texas, and led Pawpaw to the Lord. And then Pawpaw told Nanny she's going to get saved, and we think she did. And my mama met my daddy in that church. It was the Berean Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. Brother H. Frank Fort was our pastor. I grew up in that church and used to go to choir practice. Mama would be in the choir and I'd be exploring the old sanctuary. I had a wonderful time in that church. And I was asleep on Nanny's arm, 1963. I was 5 years old. And Brother Fort was preaching on Sunday morning. And all of a sudden he had a stroke on his third point and he died. And he always said he wanted to die preaching, and he got to. And so the committee got together. You know, the independent Baptists, they do everything by committee. And so they got together. And you know what a committee, you know what a camel is? It's a horse that was built by a committee. So they start searching for a new preacher. And they found this young fella right out of cemetery. And he came to our church and started preaching that we were going to have to go through the Great Tribulation in a Baptist church. We was counting on the rapture. Well, my daddy didn't want to go through the Great Tribulation. So we crossed the street and joined a Baptist church that was going in the rapture. We sure did. We did. And I always felt sorry for those people at the old church having to go through that tribulation when they could have walked across the street. But I grew up loving Harmony. My nanny and papa, we'd drive out into the country to go get cheese and pig's feet and crackers. Pickled pig's feet, gotta try them. We'd drive out and I'd stand. That's back in the day when you could stand. You didn't have to be buckled in. You're little enough to stand in the front seat. You know, we care too much about our children these days. That was so fun. And remember when you would sleep under that back window? You'd get arrested for that now. Oh, it was so warm there. I was standing in the middle. Nanny would be singing lead and Papa would be singing harmony and I'd be trying to sing something. And I remember those memories. I fell in love with Harmony. And then I joined the Gaither Vocal Band. In 1992, I was walking around the quartet convention with Michael English, and a little lady ran up to me and said, "I want you to hear my kids sing." And stuck a cassette in my hand. And you know, that happens a lot. You gotta do that when you're getting started. You better give out your CDs and cassettes or whatever you got, because how's anybody gonna know you exist if you don't give it to them? But you songwriters, listen, be careful when you go up to give someone your song. Don't say God gave you this song. Because usually after we hear it, we realize he gave it to you because he didn't want it. Be careful what you blame on God. But that was not the case this particular day. The little lady who came up to me with a cassette tape was the Martins' mama. It was. And so Michael English, who was with me, said, "Man, I've heard they're real good. Let's go to the bus and listen to them." So we went to the bus, listened to it, and then tell what happened.
A couple of weeks later, Michael called us and said, "We really liked what we heard, and we'd like to be a part of what you guys are doing. First thing we want to do is introduce you to Bill Gaither," which was an answer to our mother's prayer. Our mom taught us to sing, and she would pray over us. She still prays over us, and she prays out loud. walking around the house. And so I can remember, like it was yesterday, she would pray out loud, "Oh God, please let Bill Gaither hear my kids sing." Well, Mark and Michael made that happen. So they said, the best chance we have at getting you in front of Bill is go with us to one of the tapings. He had just started doing the videos, and so they were doing a new video in Indiana. Go with us, and we'll see if he has time. No promises, but we're gonna take the shot. So we made the trip to Indiana, and the night before the taping began, they were gathered in a church there in Anderson, and we were...
I mean, all of them, Howard, yes. Vestal, all of them were alive then.
They were, yes.
Now you watch those videos, it's just dead, 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 dead. Me, dead, dead. Bill Gaither, almost dead, dead, dead. Oh, I told Bill if he didn't hurry up, Vestal's going to think he didn't make it.
Well, there's a little bit of a comedy there for you. I know sometimes that Mark Lowry does take it to the extreme. But anyway, he does fill in from time to time. Hope you guys enjoyed some of that brief comedy. All right, well, today being the close of at least my last lesson for the year in 2021 as we get upon 2022, we're going to talk about 10 passages for the new beginnings, and especially with this upcoming new year. You know, often we all struggle with the passages in the Bible that talk about God making us new creation verses that tells us that God is doing a new thing. You know, a lot of us often wonder, why isn't he doing something new for me? Well, he actually is every day. And you want to be a new person in Christ. You know, new beginnings, new creations, and you think of the new upcoming new year of 2022. May all the acquaintance be forgot. That's right. Just think of that when you say that tomorrow as you get ready to toast in 2022. And I hope all y'all, again, if you are, let me just say this before I get started. If you are drinking, please don't drink and drive. Find a designated driver. I can't stress enough. I hate hearing stories every year, sadly, of someone being killed by a drunk driver. So, continuing on, God gently reminds us that we need to trust in Him. And I am to take Him, and we are to take Him at His word. You know, His word tells us, friends, that each of us are new creations in Him. And if we are Christ followers, He is making us new. You know, God's timing may not be our timing. It may be something as quickly as we would like, but God isn't a magic genie. He's not one of these magic genies like I Dream a Genie, or you have a genie on Aladdin, you know, where you rub it and rub the lamp and the genie pops up. It just doesn't happen that way. Or you snap your fingers and you're a new creation in 24 hours. You know, that's not the way He works. So what I want to do is I want to give you 10 verses in Scripture, at least for the close of 2020. That's going to help you, and I want you to highlight. We're going to talk just briefly about them. 10 of them for new beginnings. The first one is in the book of Lamentations. If you go to Lamentations, highlight chapter 3, verses 22 and 24. Just two simple verses. It says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness, I say to myself. The Lord is my portion, therefore I will not wait for Him." Here we see the beauty of a new day, a new morning. Like today when I got up here at Faith Studio One this morning here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio up here at the tower. I saw a new morning. He gave me another day, and I thank God for another day of life. You know, new mercies wait upon us. And we see that there is that new morning. This acknowledges that we are on this journey, and it is not a one-time fix-all. Today is a new day. Let's be grateful. Amen. Amen. Second point is, highlight John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Scripture reminds us, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. You see, friends, we see in this passage that while Jesus was here on earth, even when He was doing a new thing, He was teaching believers a new way of living, a new commandment and a new covenant to love as we have to be loved. My third point is, if you actually go to the book of Isaiah, highlight chapter 43, two verses, verses 18 and 19, says, "Forget the former things, don't dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. How it springs up, do not perceive it. I am making a way in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland." You see, friends, God tells us even in the Old Testament that He is doing a new thing. A new thing is a what? Good thing. And He is making a way for us in the wilderness. He has given us streams of living water in times we are living in the wastelands. And that's a true fact. So I want you to remember that. My fourth point is if you go to the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the book that Paul wrote, 2 Corinthians, highlight chapter 5, short verse, verse number 17. "Therefore, if anyone in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." That it is. Now, friends, right on these pages of God's Word, we are told that we are being made new. We can choose to believe it and walk in the truth, or we can choose to deny the power of God and the power to change even in the deadliest of our hearts into hearts hardened or softened with love. He is making all things new. He is bringing the dead back to life. In other words, let me just pause here for a moment. He's taking your dead life and He's bringing it back to life. He's reviving you. Like that song, "Revive us, revive us." Talking about revival, but you're building yourself up, your soul up. Your soul has to be fed with Scripture. You got to get your soul fed. You got to talk to God. You got to energize yourself. That's what's going to get you through the day. So always remember that. Point number 5 I want to talk about is highlight Psalms. This is a short one too as well. Chapter 40 and verse 3, it says, "He has put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him." Friends, the psalm is full of praise and singing new songs to God. So when you find yourself in a scary new place, sing a new song of praise to God. You see, friends, praise is a weapon against the enemy and fear. And I want to pause on this too. When you're under enemy attack, sing a song. When you're under enemy attack, I want you to spit out a scripture. Words of the wisdom, words of advice. I studied in Bible seminary. It's true. Satan don't like to hear scripture. So when you're calling out scripture, he runs. My sixth point is, if you go to the book of Ezekiel, and this is a short one, highlight it, chapter 11 and verse 19. "I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh." Friends, we are given a new spirit as a child of God. Think about that. He turns our heart from stone to flesh. New beginnings, new mercies, newness of life forevermore. Isn't that amazing? Now, if you go to the New Testament, and I want you to highlight this, there's two verses in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 27 and 29. "Then he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which sheds for many for the remission of sins." You see, friends, his very body, his blood gives us what? New life. The newness of life and fresh beginnings. Isn't anything we can muster up on our own. Christ is the only hope of new life. Remember that. And he sacrificed his very life for us to have new life. That's right, new life in him. My eighth point is, if you go to the book of Ephesians, highlight this, chapter 4, verses 22 and 24. "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which has been corrupted by deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put it in new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." Friends, this is what we need to do with this new life in Christ. We put off the old ways and we allow God to make us over in our new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. I have two more points. Number 9, if you go to the book of Galatians, I should say, highlight chapter 6, verses 14 and 16. "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has never been crucified to me, and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is the new creation. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, the Israel of God. So friends, let me ask you this. What matters? How you messed up yesterday doesn't matter. Your mistakes tomorrow doesn't matter. You are a new creation of Christ, and that's what counts. So always remember that. Make each day count. My last and final point. Number 10. The book of Isaiah highlighted chapter 65, one verse only, verse 17. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Friends, sometimes we just need to let go of the past. Let go of that past and embrace the new season just like God does. And again, let me just say that in closing on that 10th point before I play a song. Let go of your past. Whoever hurt you through the years, whoever disappointed you, may all the acquaintance be forgot. Forget 2021. Yes, you've maybe lost loved ones to COVID, heaven forbid. I've lost a lot of friends this year to COVID. But a new beginning's happening in 2021. Let's just come as a body of believers and say, God, you've got a handle on 2022. And you're going to make my life better. You're going to continue to protect me. You're going to continue to give me new life. And thank you for the breath that I breathe through you. God, I know you're going to make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way, even in times of discouragement. And guys, remember, I'm here to help you. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. I hope that those 10 passages will give you helps for new beginnings, okay? And what other way to better way to do that? Now, we're going to close off with Mercy Me and Sam Wesley, one of my favorites, On Our Way.
Feels just like getting started. Somehow we're still running like those kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running, yeah, we'll keep running. In this moment, it's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way. To all.
There we go. We're on our way. What a way to close that out. That is, of course, Mercy Me with Sam Wesley. Exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Let me tell you, friends, before I close out this year, I just want to say what an incredible year again, personally for me, like I have testified and admitted. It's been a roller coaster kind of a year. But you know what? Again, go back to the good, bad, and the ugly. And as you reflect back, I want you to remember the bad. Take out the bad. Take out the ugly. And remember the good. People that have wronged you. People that have hurt you. People that have upset you. Forgive. You may never forget, but forgive. And know that God has great upcoming plans for you in 2022. Again, on behalf of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, me and my podcast team here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth at the Tower, Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio, I want to wish you all a very happy and safe new year. Please be careful. Again, don't drink and drive. If you do wind up drinking, you overdrink, please get a designated driver. Too many lives out there that we can save. And I can't stress it enough. I'm very strong on this point, guys. Please, get you an Uber. Whatever you got to do, get a ride. Okay? Tipsy Toe's another one, too, as well, if I'm not mistaken. Please, don't drink and drive. I can't stress enough. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do as we get ready to close out 2021. We pray for a better upcoming 2022. We thank you for all you do. And we love you. We give you all the praise and glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, as I get ready to cut the lights out here, or actually saddle up, cut the lights off, and leave Faith Studio 1 in downtown Fort Worth, I want to remind you the sun does rise on the other side. I also want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point, dot. Be safe, everybody. Until we talk again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Bye for now.